We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're so glad that you're in the house of the Lord today. In our call to worship, we're going to be in Isaiah chapter 10. And Isaiah chapter 10 is an overview, basically, of the judgments that God is going to pour out upon the Assyrian nation for its pride, its arrogance, for its excessive cruelty to the northern kingdom of Israel. And the Lord reminds them in verse 15 of something that every nation needs to be reminded of. The Lord says to them in verse 15, "Shall the axe boast itself against him that heweth therewith? Or shall the saw magnify itself against him that shaketh it?" In other words, moves it back and forth. And then he says, "And if the rod should shake itself against them that lift it up, or as if the staff should lift up itself as if it were no wood." In other words, you look at all of these tools, and the Lord says, does the tool talk back to the one that's doing the action? The axe has no energy of itself. It has ability, but it has no energy to act. It has to be acted upon. The saw cannot cut wood by itself. It has to have someone that acts upon it in order to bring it about. The hammer or the hatchet, as is mentioned here, these things do not act on their own. And we need to be reminded as well that every breath that I breathe is a gift of God. Every breath. Now, it's an involuntary action of our body to breathe. None of you are consciously thinking, okay, take it in and out. Now breathe out, breathe out, breathe out, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe in. You don't do that all day long. Someone will be calling the men in the white coats to take you away to Chattahoochee. You'd be a fine candidate if you're having to tell your body to breathe in and breathe out. It's involuntary. But who gives you that gift? It's not you. It's God. And He can snatch it away just like that. Snatch it away. We're reminded all too often of the shortness and brevity of life, that nothing is guaranteed. And we need to be reminded as well that lest we lift ourselves up in pride and arrogance, that we remember that every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights. He is the one that bestows all power, all strength, all wisdom, all understanding, every aspect of life. And so we need to be reminded, as was Assyria here, God says, I'm going to take the axe and I'm going to go to the root and I'm going to cut the Assyrian nation down. Do we have an Assyrian nation today? Not in the same way it was then. God destroyed that country. What's left is the country of Iraq. And there's not much of it today. It's not a major world power. But nonetheless, whenever we begin to boast and take credit for things that are not ours to take, there's a consequence for that. And may God help us to be humble and to realize our role. We're just a tool. And God is the one that chooses to use us or not to use us. Blessed be the name of the Lord in that regard. So may God help us today as we've gathered here to sing and to pray and to worship God, to realize the one we are worshiping, the all-powerful God, the one with whom we have to do.